heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, 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 Jacob. Welcome to the show. So let's get down to business here. Okay, this might help if I had this in front of me. Sorry. Give me a... Anna. You went out with Anna. Okay, that's all right. What's the story?
Well, I don't want to lose this one, guys. I really don't.
That is a good start. But the story. What's the story?
Like how did y'all meet?
Yeah.
Right. You actually wouldn't believe it. She walked into work one day.
Really? Well, what do you do?
Well, I have a few different jobs, actually. I bartend at night, and I'll pick up some shifts at a coffee shop by my house I used to manage. That's where I ran into Anna.
Wait, you think it's unbelievable you met a woman at a coffee shop?
Where you work?
Like,
where you're at a lot?
I imagine you meet lots of women, man.
Doesn't it happen, like, every day?
Completely believable.
Well, it's more like my schedule, actually. You know, it's an earlier shift than I would normally take.
Yeah, so you bartend at night, and then you just, stay up, I guess? Like, how early are we talking? How does all this work?
It's not great, depending on how much I'm working with both jobs. I try to keep all the coffee jobs earlier in the week, and if I'm closing the bar and opening the shop, then, yeah, I'll just stay up.
Ooh,
otherwise,
nice.
I'm good to sleep for a few hours, and then, you know, I get up and I get going. At least that job has a lot of coffee, you know, that helps.
Okay. Caffeine, yeah,
wow.
Keep
right.
You going.
Yep.
Look, we're getting distracted here, so... Anna walks into the coffee shop, or the
of all the coffee shops in all the world.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's Kismet or whatever. And I noticed her instantly. I think the whole room did. She's a stunner. You know, I mean, oh my God, I'll stop there because it's not going to come across no matter what I say. It's just, she's the type of hot that makes you stupid.
Wow.
You ever have that happen?
Yeah. Okay. I do know what you're talking about. So how does this progress?
Yeah. Did you take her order?
Yeah.
Write down your number on the coffee
Lord.
Collar.
Yeah.
The Zarf? No, I would never do that. I'd never be
sorry.
So
the what?
Oh, yeah. What?
The Zarf. The Java jacket.
We're gonna keep losing our train of thought here. But
those are great names.
They really are
great names.
Well, so anyway, it turns out that one of the coffee machines was down, and thankfully there wasn't a long line or anything that I had to contend with. So it took forever to make her drink. But in the meantime, I got to chat her up, and I ended up knowing a few of her girlfriends from the bar, which was, yeah, it's random, I guess.
Huh.
But I think that must have helped on some level because I did eventually get her number.
All right.
Attaboy.
Well done.
Yeah. So, you know, it was the usual song and dance after that. We texted back and forth for a little bit. I was getting, you know, to know her. I don't know. It was getting a really good feeling about it. There was a lot of flirting, especially from Anna. And I knew she was feeling me. And so one night she texts me in the afternoon something. You know, she's looking to kick it later that night, right? So normally I would be happy about that, but that particular night, your boy had to go to work.
All right. Mm. Okay. That's a problem.
Did you call in? Or did you, like, reschedule?
Did she ghost you before you could get back with her or what?
Well, I just told her that I had to go to work, but that it would be chill if she swung by the bar. Now,
nice.
I figured that way I get
hey.
To see her.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a few shots. She takes me up on it, right? And she swings by with this big... group. Now I'm worried because I'm thinking, all right, I'm not going to see the girl all night, but I was actually wrong. She ended up hanging out with me the entire night at the bar, basically the whole night. Even when her friends bailed, she just hung around. So I convinced my boss to cut me out early, and, you know, we went back to my place for a little while.
Okay. All right. We get the point. And since the hookup, you haven't seen her? Like, you haven't seen her at all?
Yeah, I haven't seen her. I haven't heard from her, and, you know, I mean, it's been a couple of weeks. I don't know. I'll send her an occasional text, even now, but I get no response. I don't want this girl to just, you know, vanish into thin air on me, okay? I mean, you know, not if I could help it, right?
Well, okay.
Help is here, buddy.
Yeah, and we'll see what we can do. We're going to get Anna lined up. That's next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Jacob.
And his
Zarf.
Unbelievable.
His Java jacket.
Encounter at a reasonable place. I don't know what to say.
Anna at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
He works there sometimes. He also bartends at night.
Sounds crazy.
Sounds like a heck of a schedule.
Yeah.
I'm tired thinking about it. But everything was going great with Anna. He knew some of her friends, as it turns out,
mm-hmm.
Until she just, like, up and stopped talking to him completely. So yeah. Don't know what that's about, but let's get her on the line and find out. Hey, is this Anna?
Hi, this is Anna.
Anna, yes. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. Hello. We're actually calling you today with this giveaway that we do here on our show. So it's a free date night package dealy where, like, you'd get to pick all of the components, okay? So you pick where you go, you pick what you do, you pick all of that, and then and we come through and we pay for everything. So it's pretty cool, right? You do, though, have to let us pick the guy you do it all with. I don't know if that's going to be a problem.
Not really interested, but if you tell me a little bit more about it.
You don't even know who the guy is.
Right.
He's the person who entered you for this prize, by the way, and he is someone that you've gone out with before, so it's not some random, potentially dangerous stranger, okay? Do you remember Jacob?
I do remember Jacob, yes. Is this a joke?
No. Well, that's legit. How would you feel about another date with Jacob?
You said you pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can I use this to say cover a few urgent care costs, doctor visits, take care of the test and the drugs that I needed, you know, from the unexpected surprise I ended up contracting after a night with him.
Okay.
What the... Hang on.
Well...
Yep, that's him. That is him.
That is
perfect.
Him.
This is perfect.
Yes.
Seriously, I'm so about this. I just think all the gods, it was one of the ones you can just take a ton of drugs for.
Okay. Guys, this is... Can you guys do me a favor and just hang up on her? Okay,
well,
I don't have anything. Okay, I think I would like to know that, and I would know if I had something. So I don't really appreciate you going around saying all of that, Anna.
Okay.
No, actually, Jacob, you wouldn't know it. Like, I had never even heard of this before. It's something like trichomiasis, which again,
what?
You absolutely would not know you had, because fun fact, it's basically a parasite. Doesn't affect you at all, but the same, sadly, cannot be said for me.
Jeez.
What was that? Trick on me? Trick on me?
Is that the one that makes your hair fall out? I'm sorry.
Alopecia?
Am I confusing it with something?
Oh my God. If you're not going to hang up on her, I'm going to do it myself, okay? I'm not going to stick around for this. It's not my fault that she gets around.
Well, so...
Okay, there goes Jacob.
Okay.
Anna.
Yes, sorry. I know you're trying to ask how I know where it came from,
well,
and I know how it...
I hadn't yet, but yes, I am wondering.
It's definitely him, because, like, I only had him as a partner. He had multiple partners. I thought we could make it work. I really liked him.
Man.
But then I found out that I had this.
Okay, well, that's hard. Was he just open about seeing other people, or was that what was...
Not exactly. Like, I just don't know how much he told you guys, but he works at this bar that my friends are always at. One of my friends has this really, it's like this sad crush on another bartender who doesn't even know she's alive.
Wow.
But... that's a different story. Anyways, bottom line is they are there all the time and they see the things that he does and they are very familiar with him and his shenanigans and everything that he does. I don't know how he came across, but he was asking for digits like multiple times a night while he worked there. And he didn't usually go home alone. You know what I'm saying? Like he always went home with somebody.
All right.
So I am such an idiot. I knew better. I thought I could change him.
Wow.
I'm so sorry, Anna.
Yeah. No, you know, he's the one that should be sorry. He's causing all this, and he doesn't even have symptoms. It's like, it's just so messed up. And like another thing, you know, but the piece of isn't going in and getting drugs to get rid of it. He's just going to keep on denying it. He'll keep infecting like other, like, I'm just praying they listen to their bodies and go in for some help. Trying to navigate this by myself and alone, it's a bad idea. Maybe I should take it as a sign.
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
that, don't talk to this guy again.
No.
He sucks.
No, not that. Yeah, I was doing that already until y'all called.
Fair.
And this is the whole thing I've been going over in my head, and I'm kind of torn up inside because I'm pretty sure I know how to get in touch with at least one of those girls that he was with.
Oh, okay. So you're wondering if you should just what? Like, reach out and be like, hey, girl, guess what?
Yeah. I mean, I know what it is. If they don't and they don't get medical attention, it seriously will mess up the other woman's. And you don't think I should? That's like a really move on his part. You know, Jacob sure won't own up to it, obviously, because he hung up. So what do you do in these situations? Like, should I go tell these other women?
That's a very good question, Anna.
Yeah, I mean, we'll turn this over to everyone and see how they feel. But I hope your clears up. And thank you for being on the show today.
This is a show?
Yes.
This is live?
Well, it's still live.
Yep.
So
still
we're
happening.
Just going to let you go. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.